healed you after what you've done? Or to the child molester, why should I restore your health? Or to the bigot, get out of here, buddy, and take your arrogance with you. And he could see not only their past, he could see their future. Undoubtedly, there were those in the multitude who would use their newfound health to hurt others. Jesus released tongues that would someday curse. He gave sight to eyes that would lust. He healed hands that would kill. Many of those he healed would never say thank you, but he healed them anyway. Most would be more concerned with being healthy than being holy, but he healed them anyway. Some of those who asked for bread today would cry for his blood a few months later, but he healed them anyway. Jesus chose to do what you and I seldom, if ever, choose to do. He chose to give gifts to people, knowing full well that those gifts would be used for evil. Don't be too quick to attribute Jesus' compassion to his divinity. Remember both sides. For each time Jesus healed, he had to overlook the future and the past. Something, by the way, that he still does. Have you noticed that God doesn't ask you to prove that you will put your salary to good use? Have you noticed that God doesn't turn off your oxygen supply when you misuse your gifts? Aren't you glad that God doesn't give you only that which you remember to thank him for? Has it been a while since you thanked God for your spleen? Me too, but I still have one. God's goodness is spurred by his nature, not by our worthiness. Someone asked an associate of mine, "What biblical precedent do we have to help the poor who have no desire to become Christians?" My friend responded with one word, "God." God does it daily, for millions of people. What did Jesus know that allowed him to do what he did? What internal code kept his calm from erupting into chaos? He knew the value of people. Interestingly, the stress seen that day is not on Jesus' face, but on the faces of the disciples. "Send the crowds away," they demand. Fair request. After all, they are saying, "You've taught them, you've healed them, you've accommodated them, and now they're getting hungry. If we don't send them away, they'll want you to feed them too." I wish I could have seen the expression on the disciples' faces when they heard the Master's response. "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." I used to think that this was a rhetorical request. I used to think that Jesus knew the disciples couldn't feed the crowd, but that he asked them anyway. I used to think that it was a test to teach them to rely on God for what they couldn't do. I don't see it like that anymore.